We started on, today's daf was daf Ayin Hey, daf 75. We're approaching a siyum, B'zad Hashem, we're 1 week away. We started on today's daf was on 74B. We started by talking about if you have if there's a general rule that anyone who's asur to marry into the Kal Kehuna is allowed to marry one another. And we kind of push that away and we kind of explain the Mishnah a little bit differently, that maybe what the Mishnah was talking about was a convert of Ammon and Moab, that they're not allowed to marry into the Kohanim, but they're allowed to marry one another. Part number two on the Amud Aleph was that we said the machloket between Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi and Rashbag. Tanakama said that any of those pisulim that sleep with a Kohen Leviyan Yisraelit, they make her pasul to the Kehuna. Rabbi Yossi said anyone who makes their children pasul makes a woman pasul. And Rashbag says anyone whose daughter is pasul makes a widow pasul as well. That was part number two. Part number three of the daf was explaining the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We said in the Mishnah, you have a vadai mamzer, the for sure mamzer, they are allowed to be with one another, but not a safek with a safek. That was part number three. And part number four, jumping all the way up until the Amud Bet, was really explaining explaining how we get the opinion of how we understand why a kuti is not allowed to marry a kuti, right? We said Rabbi Lazar says kuti cannot marry a kuti. Why not? So we explained that maskana was that they were really considered ger arayot, they were fake converts, and therefore we're concerned that maybe one of them would come out non-Jewish, and therefore concerned that a non-Jew would be marrying into a Jew, and that would be problematic. And so therefore we said a kuti cannot marry a kuti because it's a fake conversion. Amen.